98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 19 degrees at 6:30. In Washington, the focus will soon be on leadership battles, including selecting the next House Speaker.
House Republican Whip Steve Scalise told Fox he's looking forward to watching that showdown among Democrats.
They've got an internal fight. Look, there were a number of Nancy Pelosi's Democrat candidates who ran saying they wouldn't vote for her as Speaker, so that's going to be an interesting test that a lot of people will be watching in January.
There are plenty of new Democrats in the House, including some who are familiar faces. Donna Shalala is a former Clinton cabinet member who's now a congresswoman-elect from Florida.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun during the campaign. My campaign manager told me not to say that, but the truth is, that I like policy making, I like politics, and I love my district. I love Miami.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
After winter weather on Sunday and Monday, sunshine returned yesterday, but the temperatures have still been below freezing. Alan King is Wichita's director for Public Works and Utilities.
When we do our snow and ice, we only do the approximately 1,500 lane miles of our, what we call our priority or snow routes. That does not include the neighborhoods. We did not go in and treat the neighborhoods, and so there probably are still some conditions that are pretty slick in the neighborhood streets, and so we'd ask people to exercise some caution there.
The city has about 10 of its trucks out on the priority streets looking to treat any trouble spots that may arise.
Two taco eateries were robbed in North Wichita just hours apart Monday night. The first case happened at Taco Alex at 25th and Arkansas. Police officer Charlie Davidson says one of the two male suspects was armed with a handgun.
First suspect's an unknown white male wearing a gray jacket. Second suspect was an unknown race male wearing a black jacket.
About 2.5 hours later, a man wearing a blue hoodie armed with a handgun robbed Tacos Raimondo at 21st and Park Place.
The Sedgwick County Commission meets today. The ethical conduct of the commissioners will be up for discussion.
The ethical conduct of the commissioners came up recently after the FBI began looking into whether the board reportedly tried to fire County Manager Michael Scholes for cooperating with the FBI. Last week, the commission put County Councilor Eric Yost on administrative leave after he allegedly violated attorney-client privilege. Until Yost is either reinstated or fired, Deputy County Councilor Karen Powell will serve as the interim county attorney. The meeting starts at 9 a.m. in the Sedgwick County Courthouse, and it's open to the public. Gordon Basham, KNSS News.
A former pro football player is accused of flipping his lid and threatening people with a weapon in New Jersey.
Police in Aberdeen say John Charlie Rogers Jr., who played 5 seasons in the National Football League, got into a heated argument last month during a youth basketball travel meeting and pulled out a sword during the confrontation. Earlier this year, cops say Rogers Jr. left a threatening voicemail for the parents of a youth football team player. The 42-year-old was fired from his local high school football coaching job soon after the tape went public there. In the latest case here, Rogers Jr. arrested and released, accused of making terroristic threats, stalking, and weapons charges. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
The person who snapped the controversial photo of Wisconsin high school students appearing to give a Nazi salute has emerged telling his side of the story.
Pete Gust is the parent of one of the boys in the picture taken in the spring on the steps of the Sauk County Courthouse in Baraboo. Gust says he was simply asking the teens to wave goodbye to their parents before they headed to prom. He admits the optics aren't good. Gust maintains his camera merely caught the boys' wave prematurely. But one student in the picture says his classmates intended to make the gesture as a joke. The photo went viral over the weekend, and now the school district says it's investigating. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Looks like another day to have the heat on high in the car. It's going to be sunny. Temperatures near 39, though, for the high later on this afternoon. It'll be clear. Not quite as cold, but still chilly tonight. Our low 24, and then sunny on Thursday. Tomorrow near 50, 55 by Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy. We've got a 19 degrees and a south wind at 7 miles per hour. 6:34, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS on November 14th. And on this date in 1972, you'll remember, Ted, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above the 1,000 level for the first time, ending the day at 1,003. Yesterday, the Dow closed over 25,000. I don't know what that means, but there you go. I guess it's a matter of inflation. 1972, 1,000, and now, oh, shoot, that's a quite an
sure
increase.
Sure, at the time, that was considered outrageous.
Outrageously big, yeah. Some pilots in Ireland are scratching their heads over what they have been seeing as they navigate the skies. What's our overnight show, Ted? Jad, what's it called?
Coast to Coast AM.
Coast to Coast AM. I'm sure they'll be talking about this. Aviation officials are trying to find the source of the bright lights moving quickly across the skies. Officials say they have received reports from a small number of aircraft about what they call unusual air activity. Officials say the reports will be checked out under what they call the normal confidential occurrence investigation process. News reports say the lights were seen by pilots for both British Airways and Virgin Atlantic Airlines. Neither airline has immediately responded to requests for comments. So what do you think, Ted? UFOs up there over Ireland?
Well, they saw something.
They saw something. I hope they don't see any strange creatures out on the wings, you know, like William Shatner.
Well, yes. Mm. Now, that'd be alarming.
Officials in the central New York town of Syracuse decided to take a more personal approach to try to get people to pay their delinquent tax bills. So instead of firing off a bunch of computerized form letters,
right,
city officials began sending personalized handwritten notes asking residents to square up with the city. It worked. City said it was able to pull in $1.5 million more than it usually would have by flooding mailboxes with the standard legal letters demanding payment. They just did a little handwritten note. Oh, Jim, please, would you mind coming in and paying your bill?
And it worked.
It works. The personal touch.
Imagine that.
Amazing. Amazing.
People get the computerized stuff and poof, just goes right in the trash.
Yeah. Well, I know pretty much. Well, if it's something from the government, I'm not going to do that. But a lot of stuff does. According to a new Hollywood Reporter Morning Consult survey of about 2,200 adults, NBC Nightly News host Lester Holt is the most trusted television news personality in America. Trusted a lot by 32% of respondents and some by 30%. He's trailed by two ABC News anchors. His evening news competitor, David Muir, 28%, trust a lot. And Good Morning America co-host Robin Roberts, 28%. Only one cable news host, CNN's Anderson Cooper, 29%, is considered exceedingly trustworthy by more than a quarter of Americans polled. Trustworthy. How, it's an image. How trustworthy can you be if somebody wrote the copy and you're reading it off a teleprompter?
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on.
Anyway, we don't want to disparage our friends in the television world because they do.
Some of those anchors certainly have taken a hit over the years
for
their reporting and or behavior.
Well, Lester seems to be
a good guy, but I mean, we all thought Matt Lauer was a good guy. He turned out to be a creep. We all thought Brian Williams was a good guy. He turned out he was lying or fibbing.
Exaggerating.
Anyway. Yeah. So I don't know. These people seem convincing when they're on TV and reading off a prompter to us, but do we really know?
Well, sincerity.
If they're good folks or not,
I've always said, Ted, sincerity is really, really important, especially in broadcasting. I mean, if you can't fake sincerity, you can't make it, right?
Well, apparently, that's gotten some of those folks into trouble.
Yeah. And again, they're just human beings. I mean, they're there every night. They look great. They sound great. They got beautiful clothes on. But at the end of the day, they got to go home and, take out the laundry and the trash and do all the other things that we do every morning, right? Anyway.
No, they're so rich, they have people that do for them.
Got limos, yeah.
You telling me that those people that are making $20 million a year take out their own trash? Yeah, or they have help to do that? Come on.
Just like, I'm not singling out any president, but think of the president of the United States. When's the last time he actually drove a car?
Well, that came up with Hillary Clinton, remember?
Yeah.
She didn't know how to use the subway or go to the store.
Something.
Or drive. I mean, doing that for her for the last 40 years.
Okay, go back further even to George H.W. Bush when he was running for election. The first Bush, he went to a store and he said, "Is that what milk costs now?" And then he was using a scanner and he says,
"No idea.
That's interesting. What's that thing?" Because he's never been at it.
No.
They're in another world.
It's a different situation.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kind of like, Tom Leffler in Augusta at Leffler Commodities. He's in another world. Good morning, Tom. How are you, sir?
How did I know my name was going to get dragged into this conversation?
What's happening, Tom?
The live cattle closed positive and the feeder cattle closed with triple-digit gains on Tuesday. The session started negative with new lows scored for the current slide to the downside, and buying finally returned to the cattle complex that allowed outside trading and positive closes. Now, there was no fresh news to go along with yesterday's positive close, and the lean hogs had two-sided trading yesterday and closed on the mixed side. Yesterday's close showed December live cattle 45 cents higher at 115.37, JM feeders up $3.25 at 146.97, and December lean hogs 75 cents higher at 57.30. The wheat, corn, and entire soybean complex Tuesday picked the path of least resistance as they traded and closed negative. There was also plenty of negative trading in our energy and financial markets yesterday. December crude oil had its lowest trade yesterday since the December time period of last year. Now, the corn, soybeans, and milo harvest progress is still behind normal, with corn 84% harvested, soybeans 88%, and milo 73%. Winter wheat planting also behind normal at 89%. December KC wheat at the moment 3 cents higher at 489.5. December corn up 0.75 at 367.25. January beans 4.5 higher at 882.75. December crude oil 56 cents higher at 56.25. December gold up 60 cents at $1,202. December S&P 2.75 points higher at 27.30.25. December dollar index 7 cents lower at 97.07. And December Dow Jones futures 32 points higher at 25,362. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Lefter Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Don't know if you, if you were listening earlier, Tom. We talked about the fact that on this date in 1972, the Dow busted through 1,000 for the first time. Do you remember that? Were you working in the commodity business in 1972?
The thing I wasn't also paying much attention to at that time was the stock market. I did pay more attention to commodities, but stock market was something I really didn't have an interest in at that time.
Well, how old were you, six?
Well, 1972, I would have been 17.
Well, you're not paying attention to anything except girls and beer, right?
Well, those were at the top of the list. There was other things underneath.
Oh, wait a minute.
Ah.
Wait a minute. Somebody's pulling my leg. A, girls, B, beer. Huh?
Sometimes that order got reversed.
You country guys, that must be a little different than the way we are. We're in the city, huh? You were thinking, he's 17 years old and he's going to math class. Hey, did you see what happened with the lean hogs this morning? Right? I can't. Come on, Tom. Didn't you hear what we were talking about in Anchor People? If you can't fake sincerity, you can't succeed at anything, man.
Well, see, this is what gets me in more trouble than anything, even with my wife.
Yeah.
Being honest.
Being honest? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, being honest, saying exactly what you mean.
Oh, no.
What you think. Gosh, that gets me in more trouble than anything.
Yeah, you can do that in a marriage for about a week, and then after that, forget about it, right? Thank you, Tom. 642, Steve and Ted. Hey, coming up, we've got Dodd Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, Avoiding Costly Retirement Plan C. That's on the way. And I got a couple of tickets to see the Priests. They're coming to the Orpheum, singing with priests, three of them. November 23rd, I've got a couple of tickets to give away sometime this morning with Steve and Ted, and I'll throw in some Freddy's frozen custard and steak burger as well. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 642.